Welcome to today's episode of the Woman Ascend podcast. Today I want to chat with you about marketing, and specifically marketing in the old paradigm versus marketing in the new paradigm. They are completely different. And if you are finding yourself a little bit averse and repelled by traditional marketing that you might be seeing or experiencing, this might really help you to understand why. So I'm going to dive into marketing in the old paradigm and marketing in the new paradigm. Let's get started. So marketing in the old paradigm is traditionally very seller-centric. It's very outward. It uses a lot of fear-based messaging and scarcity messaging to basically coerce and manipulate the buyer. It's also rooted in this theory that the buyer isn't powerful. The buyer doesn't know what they need, so you have to tell them what they need. So we're talking to the buyer like they're silly, essentially, like they don't know. And that they don't have power, so that the buyer is disempowered in the old paradigm, so that they need to be told and yelled and coerced and manipulated. It is very egoic and it's very fear-driven. So whilst it is all of those things, it's also super popular and it's also highly profitable. You know, a lot of people love being yelled at. They love being told what to do. And it works for some people. However, for those who don't like being told what to do, for those who are very aware of their power, this style of marketing is actually quite repelling. So in the new paradigm, it's completely different. In the new paradigm, we see the buyer as powerful. We see the buyer as powerful. We speak to the buyer like they're a genius. We speak to them like they know what they need and they know what they desire. And as the marketer, as the seller, you are providing options and availabilities for the buyer to align with what they desire. So in the new paradigm, the buyer is aware. They know what they desire and they know what they need. And the reason I believe why we're so aware is because we have so much social media and education and personal development at our fingertips that those who are leading in the new paradigm, we're quite aware of our personal power, right? The buyer in the new paradigm is aware of their personal power and they are learning how to leverage their personal power and how to hold on to it. So that means whenever they're seeing things like you need this or you're struggling or you're exhausted or you're things that are essentially positioning them as disempowered, the empowered buyer is repelled because the empowered buyer is like, actually, yes, I am. I might be feeling tired or I might be feeling this, but that is not the destination I'm headed to, and I'm not attracted to that type of energy and of language and messaging, right? The empowered buyer is very aware of the journey. They've done work on themselves and they know that their power ebbs and flows. They know that they're going through a human experience where their power ebbs and flows. So the moment they see a leader trying to use scarcity metrics or coercion or manipulation in their messaging to get them to buy their product or their service, the empowered buyer is like, no, that's not for me. And that leader is not for me. So like we said, when you're a leader and a consumer in the new paradigm, you have a level of self-awareness. So that old paradigm marketing feels really challenging to palate. And it's actually repelling. It's repelling. So what does it look like in the new paradigm? You know, what does it mean to be buyer-centric? Essentially, it means really understanding your buyer. Really understanding your buyer and being able to speak with them using what we call relatable expression. So when you understand someone, you're able to bring up themes and conversations and topics that feel really relevant, that feel really relevant to them. It's easy for you to bridge connection and trust because you've gone to the effort of deeply understanding someone. It's not about, hey, you're aimless and powerless and this is what you need. It's, hey, I see you. I see what you desire. I also see where you might be feeling challenged, but I see the desired destination of where you'd like to be. And this is how what I offer might be beneficial to you if you're looking to bridge that gap. So a key distinction between marketing the old paradigm versus marketing in the new paradigm is marketing the old paradigm leads from the energy of fear, right? We've spoken a lot about manipulation and coercion behind words and messaging and scarcity. You know, if you don't do this, there's a consequence. You better take this, there's a consequence. If you're not consistent, there's a consequence. If you don't do this, there's a consequence. It's very fear-driven, right? It's like if you don't do as you're told, you know what's coming, right? It reminds me a bit of, you know, old school parenting. Whereas marketing in the new paradigm is speaking from the frequency of love. And that is basically, you know what is in the greater good of all, right? You are speaking from love for yourself. You are offering a service, but you're also offering that service with love for your buyer. So there's a lot of integrity in new paradigm marketing, right? It's rooted in love and integrity. And also when we say moving from the frequency of love, boundaries are a really big part of that. Right. So it's not to say that there are no boundaries at all. One of the key elements of leading from the frequency of love is having standards and having boundaries, but not feeling this need to enforce them with fear and consequence. Okay. It's really clear and transparent communication with regards to the messaging, the value of your offer, how the value of your offer can help your buyer get to their desired destination. It's clear communication around pricing. This is the price for the next 3 days, or then the price is increasing, or this price is subject to increase in a period of time, you know, that we haven't yet decided. It's clear, it's transparent, it's loving. There's no element of mistrust. In fact, it's actually rooted deeply in trust and connection. So this is the difference between marketing the old paradigm and marketing in the new paradigm. I love marketing in the new paradigm. I love speaking to my clients and my buyers like they're super intelligent, like they're self-led, they're aware, they know what they need. Right, they might need support in certain areas and certain areas when it comes to making decisions, but ultimately they know they're self-led, they're aware, they're self-led, they know what they do really well, they know the areas that they don't do so well, and the last thing they want is to be spoken to like they're silly. So I speak to my buyer like they're a genius, because they are. You are. You're amazing. You're smart. You're courageous. You're brave. You have a vision, right? You have a vision. There's an intention there. And that is really clear for you, that there is an intention. Now, how that intention then materializes into a vision, that might be developing in time. But essentially, you have a desire of where you want to go. And I speak to that desire. I speak to that desire. All right. I hope this felt really supportive and really helpful. If you have any questions, let me know. I'd love to answer those for you. And I'll see you on the next episode.